Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 512. Time is not on your side. By John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Time is not on your side, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. As the manager of a facility, most of the time I get to really enjoy my job. I get to make money being involved in a field that I love, all while helping people achieve their goals. It's a grand old time. I have a great staff, a decent schedule, and for the most part, my members don't make me want to break any laws or heads. That said, there are downsides. One of them is that sometimes I have to be the boss. Occasionally, I have to come down on people, which I don't really enjoy. Other times, I just have to sit there and let a customer completely unload on me and take it, whether or not it's deserved. And then there are times, like today, when I just have to be the guy that handles the BS. Running a facility is sort of like being a parent. Even when you're not there, you're there. Even when you're not working, you're working. You know what I mean? Gotta check in. We're a 24-hour facility during the week, and someone is always holding down the fort. But on the weekends, we're only open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. As a rule, I make it a habit to check in on my employees on Saturday mornings, just because I get a bit paranoid. So this morning, I get up at 6:50 and dial my gym. No answer. I immediately assume the worst, dress in less time than is advisable or safe. I skipped several normally integral steps like putting on underwear, socks, and making sure my shirt wasn't on backwards, and drove down. I get to the gym at 7:17, apologizing to the masses that have gathered outside as I hastily unlock the door. The gym is up and running by 7:19, and I set about thinking how I'm going to deal with my employee, who still has not turned up. As I'm thinking, I begin to engage in one of my favorite hobbies, people watching. Today, I was interested in watching trainers. Given that we opened 20 minutes late, and I know a lot of trainers booked back-to-back in the morning hours, I was wondering how they were going to deal with the fact that either some clients were going to wind up with clipped sessions, or the incoming clients would have to wait a while, potentially creating a backlog that might not get cleared up for hours. At my club, trainers work as independent contractors, so technically, none of this was my problem, and they'd have to figure it out themselves. However, since it was my employee who was late, it was my fault in a way, and I wanted to work it out for all concerned in the smoothest way possible. As I was considering this, I was watching the ongoing training sessions pretty closely, and I started noticing a trend. In an effort to make up for lost time, both trainers and clients were really moving, fast. All of a sudden, rest periods were cut down, extraneous conversation was clipped, and people transitioned from exercise to exercise with little interruption and a lot more flow. It was impressive to see how people adapted to having a shorter period in which to work out. One of the things I have always said about training is that most people are just doing it for too long. In this particular instance, I think nearly all the trainers got in the same training volume, that is, the same number of exercises, sets, and reps as they normally do, but in about 30% less time. At the end of the hour, the majority of the clients were soaked with sweat, and even a few of the trainers were out of breath, and everyone was smiling. This is exactly what I've been saying to people for quite a while now. Brief, but intense. Short, but sweet. If people focus more on keeping a strong, steady pace, I guarantee they would get better results in less time. So let's figure out how to make this happen for you. Here are a few ideas to make your time in the gym both shorter and more productive. Idea number one, alternate body parts. So if you do a set for back, go do a set for chest. While one is working, the other is resting. No need to waste time. The same goes for upper and lower body moves. Idea number two, time your rest periods and keep to them. A good guideline is 45 to 60 seconds between exercises for the same muscle, 30 to 45 seconds for an upper-lower split, 15 to 30 seconds for opposing body parts, less time for small ones like biceps and triceps. Then take a 60 to 90 second break if you get too winded, and then dive right back in. You'll get stronger and your aerobic capacity will increase. Idea number three, try to calculate how long each workout will take and aim for that. The next time you do the workout, try to beat your previous time. Obviously, don't let it devolve into a race against the clock, but move at a fast pace. This will add an entirely new dimension to your training. And idea number four, stop grabbing. No one likes to talk more than I do, but there is a time and place for it. It's after your workout. So pump up your iPod and get moving. Other than that, there are a lot of things you can do to try to stay focused and just get it done faster. Right now, just start with these. Getting back to the story. On her way out of the gym, one woman stopped at the desk and said, "That was one of the best workouts ever. You guys should open late more often," confirming what I already knew. I almost felt bad for the next group of clients to come in. I wondered if they'd get that same intensity and focus with a full hour of training time. So, go fast and then go home. Oh, and P.S. As for the girl who was late, despite the fact that this little oversleep incident seems to have yielded positive results, well, she won't be late again. For the next 3 months, she'll be up extra early to make sure she has time to stop at Starbucks and get me a green tea. You just listened to the post titled, "Time is Not on Your Side," by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When I first got into resistance training, my buddy and I would follow the programs outlined in Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding book. We would try and complete the entire beginners and, well, really the intermediate workouts. But it would take us forever. There were so many exercises and so many moves, we were there for like 2 hours. And after months of following these routines, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, said, "I don't notice much of a difference in your body," which is probably the biggest insult somebody could say after you've been resistance training for so long. So we decided to scrap that and try something different. We said, let's see if we can finish these workouts in less time, and let's just see what happens. So we would get through as much of the routine as possible, but we wanted to cut that down to an hour. Now, we definitely were not able to finish the workout, but something started happening. We were definitely out of breath by the end of that hour. Our clothes were drenched in sweat, and we started noticing that our bodies were responding. we started to achieve different results, results in a good way. And since we realized this, I've never looked back. And with our schedules being so busy nowadays, it's so much better to know that I can get a workout in 30 or even 45 minutes and still achieve some great results. So I'm a huge fan of just being at the gym, get your workout in, and then get out. And I love John's idea for dealing with folks that arrive late. Every year or so, I get a student that is chronically late to class, and my colleagues have this problem too. I think I'm going to steal this idea of having the student run to grab me a coffee in the morning before they show up to class, and I still expect them to be on time. We'll see how that goes. All right, that's 512 episodes down. That's all thanks to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. I'll be back here tomorrow, even though it's our Independence Day here in the US, with a post from Nerd Fitness and where your optimal life awaits.